State regulators have ruled against the owner of hydroelectric dams on the Yadkin River in a dispute over how the company sells electricity to Duke Energy. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Cube Hydro bought the dams last year from Alcoa, which once used them to power its aluminum smelters. The smelters closed years ago, and more recently, Alcoa has been selling electricity on the open market to commercial customers and utilities, including Duke. Cube has been doing the same, but the company's success depends on getting the highest price it can for electricity, so Cube asked the North Carolina Utilities Commission to require Duke to buy power from the dams at higher prices under a 10-year contract, something it argued is required by a 1978 federal law. But Duke argued it's under no obligation, in part because Cube missed a paperwork deadline. This week, regulators agreed and dismissed Cube's complaint on that technicality. Duke Energy spokesman Randy Wheelis.
Cube Hydro wanted a long-term contract with Duke Energy, but wanted it under terms that really were not in play today. So we rejected what they wanted. We felt the rules were clear that what they were asking for was not in line today, and the commission saw it our way and dismissed the complaint.
Wheelis says Duke doesn't make a profit on energy it buys from third parties. The costs are just passed on to customers. If it pays too much, he says, customers pay too much. A spokeswoman for Cube declined to comment on the case or whether the company might appeal. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.